And we're back. Three Amigos MMA podcast. Alan, Leo, and Eric building up to UFC 223 from Brooklyn, New York, April 7th. Topped by two massive title fights. Tony Ferguson going up against Khabib Nurmagomedov for the undisputed lightweight championship of the world. We've also got Rose Namajunas defending her title, which she won from the former champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, for the women's strawweight title. Two massive fights to talk about here, guys. We cannot wait for this event. It's going to be crazy, right?
Oh my God, Alan, This is the big one, man. The big one of the year coming up. It's just around the corner. It's a couple of weeks away from now. I can't wait, guys. I think this is going to be amazing. Two of the biggest fights I can think of. Definitely the best women's fight I can think of at strawweight, and the best at this weight as well for Tony Ferguson and Khabib Nurmagomedov. It's going to be so cool. Eric, what are you thinking?
Man, I got chills and tingles just thinking about those two fights in particular. Mm. Two unbelievable title fights, man. Can't wait.
Okay, so let's start with the main event. El Kakui versus the Eagle.
Ten win streak versus 25 win streak. Let's go.
Khabib versus Tony Ferguson is happening for the lightweight title.
That's a who the fuck knows fight.
Third time they've tried to make this fight happen. We've been waiting literally years for this fight, and it couldn't really come at a better time. They're both really like showing their best potential at the moment, and this is the best fight you could probably make at lightweight.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there. The only other guy I can think of I'd want to throw in there is the McGregor.
Yeah, the guy on the sidelines.
The big side guy is doing boxing at the moment, but. You know, he'll be back soon. Hopefully he'll be at this event watching it. That's what we're kind of thinking. He's got people, you know, some of his friends on the card, such as Lobov. Hopefully he might turn up, support them, and watch this title fight nice and close.
Cool.
I'm sure all eyes are on McGregor right now, hoping that he will fight whoever wins this fight. So really looking forward to it. Oh yeah, you're dead right. They're both at the top of their game. They've both got 25 wins in the UFC or MMA overall at the moment.
Mm.
Both of them look unstoppable, especially Khabib. No, never lost a fight.
Mm.
Tony Ferguson's only lost three, and it's been a long time since he's lost.
Yeah.
So
he's on a 10-fight win streak, right, Tony?
10-fight win streak right now. So impressive. He looks unstoppable. Both these guys do. I mean, how do you stop these guys?
They've kept us waiting. We've been looking forward to this fight for near on 2 years.
Mm.
First fight, sadly, Khabib had some sort of sickness and injury, couldn't make weight. Tiramisu allegations were flying. And then Tony Ferguson, he was injured for when they tried to make it the second time. So third's a charm, isn't it, boys?
Mm.
And this is just an unbelievable fight, man.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into the different styles, but it's so intriguing, isn't it? They're so different, their styles and approach. It's just a real fan favourite fight, this one, and an MMA purist. And just to say that Conor McGregor will be officially stripped as soon as that bell rings.
Mm.
So I hope he is there, and I hope he puts the belt around one of these guys' waists.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. I mean, usually when you have an interim belt, you know, there's a champion that's injured. Mm. In this case, Conor has obviously just been out. He hasn't been injured. He had a child. He fought Mayweather, obviously, last summer.
Yeah.
But weird how, you know, Dana didn't want to strip him of the belt. You know, once this fight was made, you would think this fight is for the undisputed lightweight championship, and the interim belt Tony has will become the real belt. Mm-hmm. But he kind of just pussyfooted around it, didn't he, at the press conference, Dana?
called Tony the champ. Obviously, that sort of begs the question, is there an update you can give us on Conor McGregor?
I have no update. The winner of this fight will be the champion.
So, does that mean that Conor will be stripped by the time this fight takes place?
We'll see what happens.
I know you said there's no update on Conor, but this is a little bit of an unprecedented, weird situation. So just to be clear.
Right now, the position we're in, Conor's saying, maybe I'll come back in August, maybe I'll come back in September. Well, that's almost 2 years. It's not fair to the rest of the guys in the division. The division has to go on.
Dana, I don't want to belabor the point, but is there a reason why you won't just come out and say Conor has been stripped? When he was stripped of the featherweight title, you came out and said it. Is there a reason why you're not saying it here today?
No, there's no reason.
So has he been stripped of the title, yes or no?
Did I say he's been stripped of the title?
No.
Next question, please.
But that's for the real belt. It doesn't make sense. There's a reason why you're not saying it. Why aren't you saying it?
Does anybody else have a question?
It's funny. Yeah, you've never seen a situation like that where even the UFC president can't say what he wants to say about a certain fighter. That's yeah. How powerful McGregor is.
He just didn't want to piss him off and say he was stripped, right?
Yeah, you remember Ariel Helwani just asking him the question
up.
Over and over again in that crowd. And you've never seen Dana so awkward and tiptoeing around that question before.
And all he would say is, this fight is will be for the undisputed belt. So like you said, Eric, when the bell rings, I guess it becomes official then.
Unbelievable fighter power, man power from McGregor to have the president running scared like that. I want to focus on these two unbelievable athletes and MMA fighters. I mean, let's talk about Tony Ferguson, how he won that interim belt. I mean, 10 fight win streak, as you said. How impressive was he in submitting Kevin Lee back in October?
Yeah, amazing fight. You know, it was an absolute war in that first round. Kevin Lee really brought it to him, I thought. But he shows, like, he can take a punch and just walk through it. It's like he enjoys a good fight, you know, blood and guts kind of war. Like,
yeah, Tony's there to put on a show, and he's so well-rounded. He can take it to the ground, up in the air. He's got amazing striking. But he managed to submit Kevin Lee in his last fight.
Yeah, I mean, he's got crisp submissions in his game, like, you know. And it's just the cardio level. I'm sure we'll say the same about Khabib, but Tony's cardio is just insane. Like, he can outfight, outwork everyone he gets in there with.
He's got that solid work rate. He'll never stop, you know. He just keeps going for you like a machine.
Yeah.
I don't know how you kind of answer that question. You know, how do you stop a guy like that? I mean, what would you say is the way to stop someone like Tony?
Man, that's it. I have no idea. I really think, I don't even know.
It's hard. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's basically impossible.
I can't predict.
I don't think there's really, I haven't really seen a clear weak spot in this guy. No one's really exposed it. Maybe Khabib's got the answer with his immense wrestling. You know, it's how he's beating everyone basically by decision, all of them. You know,
But this
it's,
time,
it's really decisive, even though it was decision. He was, you know, ground and pounding the head out of them.
Khabib's never lost a round.
Of course, yeah.
No, never.
Completely dominated every fight.
I mean, sometimes he's looked a bit suspect on the feet with the striking, but he kind of is able to walk through that as well. Like we said about Tony, they're able to just walk through normal shots and then implement their own game plan and their own pressure. And that's the big question for me is if Khabib can get Tony down, will he be able to keep him there, first of all? And there's obviously the threat of the submission from Tony as well.
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't know how that's going to work out. Because Khabib won't want to strike with Tony. Like, what do you think?
I think he's not scared to strike. Because his wrestling is so good, he knows that he can go for it. And if he gets nearly taken down or misses, he can just wrestle his way out of there. So I think it's kind of like Romero style. He's not scared to jump in there and swing harder than flip around people and throw him around and use his wrestling. I kind of see that a little bit in Khabib when you're that confident with your wrestling. So I think he's not afraid to throw, but I do think Tony is better at stand-up, and I think he's got more weapons, more kicks, more knees and elbows, everything. He's got it all. But I think, you know, Khabib's key to this is obviously his takedowns and his wrestling, and that's what he should be going for in this fight.
He is going to want to take Tony Ferguson down. If he's rushing at him, and Tony Ferguson's using his good footwork to get away, and he's proper chasing, proper chase in the takedown, and Tony Ferguson's being clever about it, he could get caught. He could get a filthy knee or elbow right in the chin as he's coming in. So he's got to be careful. He's got to be smart about it, because he's also coming in ridiculously confident. He thinks he's going to absolutely run through Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
He can't be too overconfident and get caught rushing in.
I agree with that. You should never take any UFC fight for granted, I think. You learn that with people like Bisping versus Luke Rockhold. Make one mistake, you could get caught. That's what Khabib's got to remember.
Tony Ferguson is very unorthodox striker. That's something that he got massively in his favour. He's very elusive, uses loads of different angles and footwork.
Yeah.
Remember against Lando Venato? What an insane... Edson Barbosa, remember that fight? That was insane. Mm. Where Tony Ferguson took a lot of damage, but his cardio was still at a high level. He could still just go after these people, wasn't
it? Yeah. I mean, he tires out everyone he gets in there with.
And then submission game, shout out to Eddie Bravo, 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. He's got quality jiu-jitsu, also unorthodox. There's nothing conventional about Tony Ferguson. So that's, you know, that a massive advantage that he has. I mean, how do you train against him? How do you find partners to emulate his style? He's very unique.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree. He's like a cat or something, just the way he springs to his feet and jumps around that octagon, you know.
Mm.
Khabib, let's talk about Khabib's run to title shot. He should have had a title shot ages ago, but his run. The last two fights, he absolutely dismantled Edson Barboza and Michael Johnson. Absolutely battered the two of them.
Yeah.
I mean, how impressive did he look coming back from his injury?
Yeah, I mean, two of the best performances of all time, you could say. Like, so one-sided and dominant. I mean, he was actually talking to Dana White while he was beating them up, explaining that he should get the title shot, you know, and stuff like that. So it's just crazy, yeah. I mean, like you said, he hasn't lost a round. He looks better and better every time he fights as well.
Yeah. He just carried on like where he left off in his last two fights, you know. He just looked like he'd been there the whole time. There was no sort of sign of injury or anything.
No, yeah. You know. As long as he makes the weight, you know. That's the big question, is will he always make the weight? But, oh man, it's just going to be crazy.
His comeback was seamless. His comeback was absolutely seamless. And you talk about not being able to work out Tony Ferguson. Mate, no one's had even a question, yet alone an answer to the Khabib problem. I mean, there's zero resistance. This game's set and match.
Mm.
So none of these fighters have been properly tested or found. They've definitely not been found out. And so the fact that they're going up against each other, you know that Khabib wants to take it to the ground. You know Tony Ferguson ideally would like to keep it standing. He'll work off his back if it goes to the ground. It's just fascinating, though, isn't it? This is like a class fight, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, man. And yeah, I think it's interesting just thinking about Tony working off his back against someone like Khabib. I don't personally believe that jiu-jitsu, although he's amazing, it's not good enough against a supreme wrestler like someone like Khabib. So I think he's way better off keeping it on his feet.
Khabib has that kind of half guard stance on the ground. What would you call it?
He's making up his own martial arts in there. The way he fights is stuff that no one else does, man. You know, he's doing all sorts of different kinds of half guards, different positions. He's got different kind of strength, and just his mentality behind it is perfect.
Yeah.
Kind of Russian mentality. They're all pretty kind of tough out there and don't take no shit off people.
Oh man, the Dagestan grit is for real, man. They ain't fucking about.
Yeah, that's it, man. So, you know, no one's found a solution. He, as you said, hasn't lost a round, man. Not a fucking round out there.
Yeah, I mean, because, Tony has been in a few wars, like, you know.
Yeah.
He does take a lot of shots in his fights as well. Khabib usually takes a few and then takes people down and that's it.
Yeah.
But like you said, Khabib likes to kind of hold you in that position where you can't even get near him, and he just has that control to just punch you, locks the arm behind your back, you know, with one leg. And that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, will Tony be able to lock up someone like that? You know, they both kind of haven't fought. Tony, you know, hasn't fought an extreme wrestler like this before. And Khabib hasn't been on the ground with someone that has great submissions, you know. So that's the big question, is what will happen if it goes to the ground? Yeah. And I think that's it. We all kind of favor, I think, Khabib on the ground and Tony on the feet. Like, so.
Tony Ferguson's better be hoping and praying that he can grab a hold of an arm or a limb of Khabib when they're on the floor. I think he's got to be, his game plan's got to be able to somehow lock something up on the ground.
Mm. And obviously do some work with some elbows as well where he can. But yeah, like you said.
I mean, do you see it, Leo? Can he stop Khabib taking him down? Is that even a realistic?
His footwork is key here. And as we said earlier, he knows how to move around that octagon. If he can do the kind of performance that someone like Holly Holm did against Ronda Rousey, circling around that ring and staying away from him, then yeah, I think that's the way. If I was Tony, that's how I would start off against Khabib, is tying the hell out of him at the beginning. On your fucking bike, dance around him, and then find your perfect opening and hurt him when you can.
Mm.
And then I think it's either, if he does submit him, it's very early when you're really strong and you're nice and dry, you're not too sweaty, or it comes right at the end when he's exhausted. Yeah. So that's why my game plan would be to try and tire him out and then get him, or get him early if you manage to hurt him nice and early. That's the way I kind of see it, and then that's the way he's got to go for it. And for Khabib, I think it's a bit more comfortable. He can just go in there and do his thing with wrestling, personally, and that's what he normally does, and that's the way he would win.
Why change? Yeah. That's my worry, is that Tony won't be able to obviously stop the takedown, but he won't be disciplined enough to be aware of it at all times.
That's what fears me, is that Tony's so confident and quite stubborn, you know.
Yeah, and he doesn't mind where the fight goes. Yeah. You know, he enjoys people taking him down because he gets to show his ground game.
Yeah.
He likes to reverse, you know, use his elbows and try and lock on a triangle usually. Yeah. But I think, and he does crazy kicks and knees and stuff, so will he be disciplined enough to keep away from Khabib and do the punching on the outside, kicking on the outside? I don't know. I think he'll be really reluctant to throw any kicks against Khabib.
Yeah. Why would you against a supreme wrestler? Yeah. It's just leaving your leg out there to go down, you know?
So. And that's the thing. This first round could be really cagey of these two, like, working each other out.
Yeah.
It could be just straight up meet in the middle and we just throw down as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I just can't call this at all. Like you said, we just don't know what's going to happen.
Mm.
And we can't fucking wait. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, these are two guys who've absolutely cleared out the division. You know, they've beaten everyone else that there is apart from McGregor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, they've both beaten Dos Anjos, they've both beaten Edson Barboza, all the best fighters in there.
Mm.
And all that's left is for them to fight. They're number one, number two.
Thanks a hire for this one, isn't it? It's the belt, the possible Conor fight, and all the money that comes with it. Legacy. Does not get any better than this, man.
Mm. Man, it's going to be one crazy night. There's going to be so much hype for this one.
Yeah.
The crowd's going to go nuts.
Oh, man, I wish I was going. Fucking hell.
I'm pumped right now, man. Just,
just talking about it, yeah.
Brooklyn, New York's going to be the place to be.
Yeah, man, this is one of the greatest things ever. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
We have another massive, massive title fight to talk about.
Jesus Christ.
Rose Namajunas, the women's strawweight champion, defending now against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. The rematch to what we saw last year in November, when Rose shocked the world. Thug Rose! Thug Rose! And knocked out Joanna, the unstoppable, unbeaten champion. I mean, how crazy was that fight?
Man, that was probably the biggest shock of the year, maybe.
Yeah. Like,
and one of the most impressive performances ever, and to see a girl kind of live up to the occasion and just take that title off the best number one fighter in the world, pound for pound, one of the best women fighters around, if not the best women fighter at the time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And how she did it as well, the knockout.
Whereas, you know, she was a bloody Ultimate Fighter a few years ago. It doesn't seem that long ago, you know. And she lost a few fights after that, but then she beat the best people, you know.
Yeah, she improved. She
put the performance on when it mattered, and she's got that cool personality that loads of people love because she don't give a shit.
Mm.
You know, when she beat Karate Hottie, Paige VanZant, really impressive fights, man.
Yeah.
She had one loss to Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Which put her down a little bit, but she bounced right back up and got so much better after that fight.
Yeah.
The way she handled Joanna in that last fight, man, it was just such a shock in the first round.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm lost for words. Eric, what did you think of the night, man?
Man, I'm so excited about this fight, man. So many things to talk about. But yeah, let's go back to that first fight, man. It was an incredible shock, as you said, Leo, one of the upsets of the year, and man, not necessarily because she won, the way it happened, man, I still can't get over it, man. JJ, I love her, she was the undisputed champion, Chris Muay Thai striker, and Rose just fucking went in there with this unbelievable boxing skills, which I don't know where she pulled out from. You know what I mean? Like, her progression's nuts. I don't know where she got that from. Left hook, landed, knocked her down, and just took her out. It was incredible, man.
Yeah, like, we all thought she was going to try and take her down, right? And try and get a submission on her.
Yeah, man. Who goes in there and stands up with JJ, man?
No one. Bloody hell. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was super impressive. She just went for it and took no shit in that fight.
She's just so confident.
I'm going to knock you out. Straight away, she didn't flinch at the stare downs before the fight or anything.
Yeah,
she just went in there kick ass. That's what Rose does, man. She just goes in your face and knocks you out.
Nasty left hook.
And for JJ to tap, man,
yeah,
that was the most unbelievable thing. If you saw her, like, when she was on Ultimate Fighters or whatever, giving out to her team for ever giving up on anything, and yet she tapped in this fight, that's how bad it was, man.
I think that's...
Yeah, she was rocked hard, man. She was really badly hurt. Really
she didn't bad. Know where she was, and I think that was just like a reflex of just, get me out of here. This girl was beating the shit out of me.
You saw the look on her face, how gutted she was instantly when she realised what she did.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. She always wanted to go undefeated, didn't she? And she never thought this would happen. I mean, not that she took Rose lightly, but, you know, she always felt a level above everyone.
Yeah.
And to be just handed her ass like that is crazy.
And the thing is, she was, though. I remember in our predictions and our preview before this, we said she was levels above everyone.
Yeah.
And Rose just got up to that level now, though. You know, she's up there.
Yeah, we just thought she'd try and get her down and have to get a hold of her to stop her, you know, or at least, like, stay on the outside and last a bit longer. Not get in there and throw down with her like she did. It was crazy.
Man, her progression is insane. If we remember, when she came out of the Ultimate Fighter, she lost to Carla Esparza for the belt.
Mm.
And no disrespect to Carla Esparza, but she ain't nothing special. And Rose Namajunas was very, very poor. You saw some potential, but to the level she reached in that fight against JJ, where she was quicker with her head movement, she was sharper with her footwork and her punches were crisper. It was insane, the progress. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Mm. And, you know, rightfully so, this is the next match to make after that. You know, Joanna was such a great champion. She deserves an immediate rematch, of course, right?
Yeah, I mean, she does, man. Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to see, I think, a little bit more build-up for me, personally. Although I'm super excited. This is an unbelievable fight, and I know that. But I think there could have been a little bit more build-up for me. Just one more fight for JJ in there, just to see that she's back and she's got it and she's angry or something like that, you know. I like a bit of build-up in between fights.
Yeah.
Because it was early November, last November, that they actually fought. But still, I'm excited, man. It's going to be one hell of a fight.
I disagree with you, because I like the fact that there isn't all this build-up, because I know JJ is fucking in the gym taking this as serious as possible, and so is Rose, and that's the way Rose Namajunas rolls, man. She doesn't like the publicity. She don't really like the limelight and all the things that come with it and the media and thing. She's about fighting. Both of these chicks are, and I think JJ, you say she didn't take her lightly, which she probably didn't in a way, but No one expected that performance from Rose Namajunas. So was JJ ready to fight someone as good as the Rose Namajunas we saw? No, I don't think she was. I think she wasn't pushing herself to those levels. She is now. This rematch, man, anything could happen. Truly, I believe anything could happen in this rematch.
I kind of disagree with the build-up bit, though. I think JJ loves the limelight, and I think she does it really well as well. And she gets into people's heads in a big way when she does that. And that's one of her advantages, is that she stares people out. But on this one, Rose took no shit, as I said.
You know, it didn't
she
work.
She stared her right back, and it didn't work. She knows how to block people out. That was a big loss for JJ, and probably a big part of why she lost the fight as well. You know, it was a big shock to her in that first round when she got hit hard. It's going to be a hell of a stand-up war on this one, I think. And maybe Rose will take it down this time. I don't know. But I think it's the way she won that last one. I'd love to see her stand up again.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's confident to let the fight go as it goes, you know. And like you said, JJ is just going to be furious. Like, and I can't wait to see what she looks like coming into this fight, because I'm sure she's been working on every aspect of her game. And she will not, like, take losing this fight again. It's almost like it was such a shock that we had to do it again, you know. It's like she was so dominant that now, like, we have to, like, see it again to make it, like, official. Like, you know, it's almost like the pressure's...
Yeah, it happened too fast the first time.
Yeah. And it's like the pressure now is back on Rose to prove herself again, in a way, kind of, you know.
I agree, man. And I don't know, do you think Rose gets even better this time? Will she up her game again?
I'm sure she has been, yeah. I'm sure she's been working hard, and she'll want to prove it was no fluke, you know.
Yeah, I think so. She's that kind of fighter with the mentality to keep improving. Mm. I'd be very surprised if she doesn't get even better this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's young, super talented. If history's anything to go by, we're going to see a new and improved Rose, and we don't even know what the fuck that looks like.
I know. What, does she beat her in 10 seconds this time?
No, because I think JJ is going to be at the top of her game, which I don't think she probably was against Rose Namajunas. I think she could have done... listen, man. You're right that JJ does all the media stuff well. She enjoys it. I agree with you. But she could be improving technique and different way and movements of fighting. She could be doing things. I reckon she has been ever since that fight. She's been looking to widen her arsenal, tighten things up, and be at the top of her game. Because she's angry, isn't it? She's fucked off. She was dying for Ronda Rousey's record, and this fucking... dog came and took it from her. So she's coming out with a vengeance.
I agree, man. That JJ's got that Polish mentality, and they know how to work hard, these guys. Man, they fucking kick ass in the gym, they're tough, they don't take shit either, man. So I think JJ...
They paint a wall like no one's business. Strip it down and everything.
We know him well in London. But yeah, no, it's going to be crazy, man. I agree. JJ's a class act, and you know she'll give it her best. Like, and it's not like she did it the first time, but she might have had a bit of an off night that night. You never know. It happens.
And she knows what she's dealing with now as well. Like you said, maybe she underestimated the striking of Rose.
Yeah.
She'll be so ready for it this time.
She definitely won't take her for granted, that's for sure, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you think it's going to go, guys?
How's it going to go? All right. Well, this one, I think it's more likely a stand-up war. I think this time Rose is going to try and go for it because she's confident from the first fight.
Yeah.
But JJ's probably going to bide her time a bit more and back off and keep some space and try and work her punches, her combinations, not take her too lightly, try and injure her, take her into deeper water. I think in the late rounds is what JJ needs to aim for and beat her that way.
Yeah,
she's got much more experience over five rounds than Rose, so I'd say she needs to do that and push her into those rounds, and I think she will this time. And typically I find with most rematches is that they do go longer rounds. They tend to go the distance quite often in rematches, not all the time, but very often they do. So when two fighters know each other that well, you've had two training camps to prepare for each other, you know each other inside out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the way I see it. I see deep rounds, but I'm not sure who's going to win this one, man. Yeah. I'm edging towards JJ just on experience and the fact that I think she might have had a soft night that night.
Yeah. Last time.
What are you thinking, Eric?
Man, I'm not often left speechless or for lack of words, but this fight, this rematch right here, I don't know. I really don't know. I think it could go so many different ways, and I know most fights are like that. It truly is. That's why we love this sport. It really can go any way, but
yeah,
the way this fight could play out is just so many ways that it could, so many variables, man. Like, you know, will Rose want to just stand up? Will she be as good, if better than we saw last time? Will JJ be better? Will there be more leg kicks used this time? Will it just be boxing? Will it be clinching and grappling? Will Rose try and take JJ down? Will her submission game on the ground be good? Like, what these ladies are working on, how they're improving, I don't know. And I think the first fight was so short, we saw so little of it.
Yeah.
And there's loads to see, so, man, I don't know how it's going to play out, truly, man.
Who do you think has the best stand-up out of these two? Who do you think is actually more skilled on the feet?
Man, I would have said JJ, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say JJ. Fight,
I would say JJ as well, man. I would, because it does take an early knockout like that to stop someone like that, you know?
Yeah, I think the difference might be, you know, JJ doesn't really finish people with one punch or drop them, you know? Yeah. She's more of a outworking you. It's more of a build-up over time.
Yeah.
And, you know, her cardio obviously outdoes most girls. Mm-hmm. But Rose has shown that she has that one-punch power to just finish it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it goes longer, I see it favouring JJ, of course.
Yeah.
But in those first couple of rounds, you know, any time now, we know Rose can knock her out.
Yeah.
And that will be playing in JJ's head as well. That will give Rose confidence.
It will, it will. When someone starts thinking about one move too much, it really puts them off the fight.
Yeah. So JJ, like you said, she's going to have to be on her game and moving in and out and not staying there for that big hook, of course. And I feel like you said, we've seen it so many times from her before. She's an elite level striker that I feel like she will be a lot sharper in this fight, and she will outwork Rose on the feet and probably get a decision win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd say JJ's got the technique here and the experience. But Rose just has that power. She's stronger, I think, and mentally maybe stronger as well.
And sizes up with her really well. Like, she's the bigger girl in there, it looks like it as well.
Yeah, yeah, she's that American girl who's going to come in swinging and, you know, that thug who's going to knock you out. That's what she's going to do. What do you think in terms of stand-up, Eric?
Well, do you know what? I think, obviously, you fear the takedown from Rose.
Mm.
But I think JJ's got a mixed kick. Knees and elbows, it can't be straight boxing.
Yeah.
Rose has the power, she's knocked her out already. Her head movement is really fucking impressive. She's throwing more things than just punches in my eyes. And I'd have to agree with you, probably on technique, pure raw technique, JJ is better. But Rose looked flawless, man. Her movement and her striking look so good, and I think she is the stronger chick for sure.
Yeah.
So I think it's on JJ to mix it up. She can't just try and box her.
Yeah, I think Rose knows how to use distance very well as well. The way she moves in and swings and hits you. Like, she's got precision target hitting. Like, she lands those punches and she jumps in really fast. And that seemed to be something she figured out instantly against JJ in that first fight. So I think, yeah, JJ needs to work out that distance very quickly and kind of keep far away from her without being caught quickly by Rose. Because Rose is fast, man.
Mm.
She can move, man. That's how she's winning these fights, is because she's so fast.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Can JJ keep up with that speed as well as strength? You know, it's two things there.
Yeah, so it could go so many ways. But like I said, I think Joanna gets the decision victory in this one. And it's going to be an absolute war. Like, I think it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Leo?
Of course, this is going to be, you know, a real memorable fight, I think. You know, I think I'm going with JJ on this one, just because I think she's done more. She's got a better record. She's been around. So I'm going with JJ.
get that belt back.
Yeah, she's back to get that
belt. Fucking hell. Eric?
I can't really pick, man. It's just it's too difficult. I can't really, I'm not swaying towards one particular side, and I'm expecting to be completely shocked. Absolutely anything is possible. Anything could happen, and it wouldn't shock me. It's one of the options that it could go down. It's just, I can't pick at this minute, man.
But if you had to?
I would disagree with you guys and say Rose, if I absolutely have.
Yeah.
Because of the progression arch.
Yeah.
Rose is young, hungry. There's absolutely no reason why she wouldn't have improved loads like she did the last few fights. But based on that, based on the confidence she has that she beat her so easily, say that Rose is the favourite.
Yeah, man, it's like you said, it's just there's so many ways it can go down. Like, I'm not sure of my pick at all.
This is a very hard one to pick, man. I agree with that completely. I could easily go for Rose instead of JJ in this one, but I'm going with JJ just because I think she's technically better.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Khabib Ferguson, how do we think this fight is going to go down, and who do you think will come out of that cage at the end of this war?
Ooh, still a really difficult one to pick for me, but I'm going with Khabib on this one. Yeah. I think wrestling tends to overcome a lot of martial arts, and the way he does it is just unrivaled, so I'm going with Khabib.
The safe bet, Khabib, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm keeping it safe.
What do you think, Eric?
How exactly this fight goes down? I'd say, eventually, whether it's at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end, Khabib takes Tony Ferguson down and unleashes an almighty beating. I think Khabib wins the fight, basically. I'm not exactly sure how, what way, but he will get the job done. He will win this match. There's no disrespect to Tony Ferguson. I think he's absolute stellar. He's brilliant. And he'll probably put up a good fight. I mean, I have to see a war. That's what I really hope.
Yeah.
But, Khabib will get the job done.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you guys. We haven't seen anything different from any Khabib fight. I think Khabib eventually gets the takedown and beats him up. Can Tony last? I mean,
yeah.
I just don't know. Like you say, you just don't know.
I'd say, you know, most of Khabib's fights go to decision anyway, and I think if anyone's going to take him to decision, it's got to be Tony.
Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like
This is his first 5-round fight, though, I believe.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Khabib's, he's never had a 5-round fight before, so
that's a good point.
I think Tony Ferguson's gonna get a pounding, man, in those last few rounds.
Yeah. Like you said, I'll be really amazed if Tony cannot get taken down by Khabib. I mean, that will be amazing if he stuffs the first like couple of takedowns.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen then, but I do feel, yeah, Khabib will get him down and get him in that guard where he just can't move up against the fence.
Yeah.
And I can't go any different than
Khabib. I agree. And I'm hoping that we get Khabib versus McGregor in Russia after this.
Yeah.
That's my little dream.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
That was our big wishes, all three of us, for 2018.
Definitely, man. How exciting would that be to go to Russia for a big event? It'd be really cool. It'd be like Rocky IV.
That would be absolutely insane.
If there was ever a reason to go to Russia.
So, yeah, we'd love to hear from you out there. Let us know how you think these fights are going to go, who you're picking. And, yeah, we can't wait for this card. It's going to be absolutely insane.
Man, biggest card yet. We've had such a year so far. So many fucking good fights. Every podcast has been exciting to do, but this is the next most exciting one yet. I can't wait for this, man. I'm all guns blazing for this one.
Yeah, man, can't speak highly enough for this card. This is one for the purists, no doubt. If you're new to the game of MMA and UFC, one you have to watch, absolutely, on a couple fights. But yeah, just want to say thanks to all you guys listening. Peace.
See you next time.
Peace, man. Peace out.